This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTay along with Charlie Long in studio. And we're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. It is Tulane Tuesday. And this segment with Coach John Sumrall is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Before we start talking about what happened Thursday against Memphis and what you got coming up with the conference championship game, man, I got told something today, and you learn something new every day. But I did not realize that you went to the same high school as the head football coach, the new one at Nicholls State, and Tommy Rybek, who takes over for Coach Rebo, and Coach had a really great run at Nicholls State. And Tommy mentioned that today, that you and him both went to Grissom High School.
Yeah, so proud of Tommy. And congrats to Tim Rebo. What a phenomenal career he's had, man. He's been fantastic football coach down here for so many years, and you know, created opportunities for so many people, and served and developed so many young people through our profession. But very happy for Tommy, man. He's he's a big family. He's got, you know, he's a freshman when I was a senior. He had an older brother that was my grade. He had two other brothers. He had a sister. His sister might have beat all of them's butt. She was the toughest one of all of them. Tommy was pretty tough too, but they had Mike, Joe, and John were the brothers, and they had a sister named Libby. And Libby, she probably had a chip on her shoulder bigger than any of them.
I told this to Coach Rebo. He said, "Mike, I know you retired from one profession before. How was it?" And I said, "It sucks." And you, after about 2 months, hey, it's great to be home, and you know, with the grandkids and everything. But man, you get bored and fast. So I said, "That's the little bit of advice for you, Tim." But I get why you walk, but I understand that. Coach, goes back to Thursday night. Some missed opportunities, three turnovers in the red zone. He couldn't stop the run, and I think that's really what stuck out to me. 48 rushes for Memphis, 236 yards. And if you'd have told me this before the game, they rushed for 236 and you rushed for 57, I could tell you who was going to win that game.
There ain't no doubt. Well, last Thursday night was a lot like you talked about retirement. It sucked. I mean, it wasn't very good. We didn't play good football, man. Our keys to victory each week are win the run game, win the explosive play battle and special teams, and win the turnover margin. Well, we get out rushed by a significant margin. We were minus three in the turnover margin. Well, I don't care who you are, you're not going to win that game. You know, you can't beat anybody until you don't beat yourself. And we, you know, hats off to the team that we played, but we kind of beat ourselves a little too. We didn't give ourselves any opportunities to play the game the right way. And, you know, it's unfortunate. But nobody's going to feel sorry for us. We ain't got no time to hang our head or mope around or whine or complain. We got to keep rolling. And, you know, I told our guys a couple of days after the game when we reconvened as a team, I said, "Guys, we're going to be playing one of nine FBS conference championships." And I said, "That's a special opportunity." One of my seniors who's actually graduated, it was kind of funny. I told him, I said, "Hey, man, how about that? There's nine games going on, and we're one of the teams that gets to play in the nine games." And he said, "Yeah, Coach, we're one of 20 teams." I said, "Hey, man, that ain't very good math. It's one of 18.
Close enough.
Yeah. And this is a dude that's got a Tulane degree already. Luckily, he's not a math major.
No, I hope I never bring my taxes to him if that's the case, Coach. Yeah, no, we in bad shape.
He ain't going to be doing no math anywhere, I don't think. But I'm getting at, though, man, we got a lot to be grateful for, a lot to be thankful for. If you had told me back in August we were going to be playing for a conference championship, I'd have said, "Where do I sign up?"
Yeah, exactly. And I think back, I had some people ask me over the weekend, "Man, I never heard of this this Mario Anderson." I said, "Okay, you ain't watch a lot of college football." He was the leading rusher at South Carolina last year. He gets into the portal, and who Memphis beats out for him? Oklahoma and USC. That's pretty doggone good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alabama was in only two. He's a big-time player, man. He's as good of a back as we played all year. He's an NFL-type runner. And he looked like it against us. We didn't do ourselves a whole lot of favors playing, but, yeah, he's a real guy now. They got a talented roster. I mean, they got a linebacker that they took from Tennessee that he was one of Tennessee's best linebackers. And so that group we played last week, they're a really quality team, man. They got a lot of great players.
Coach, I told you this last week. Speed never had a bad day.
No kidding.
And they didn't have one Thursday either.
No, it's hard to beat it, man. Size and speed, they travel.
So before we get to Army, Coach, I want to bring up a couple plays from the game because you mentioned the turnovers, and I think those were the biggest plays when you look at how they happen. At the start of the, obviously, second half, Mensah completes that big bomb to Yulkeith Brown, but then a fumble. And then later on, you're down 7 at that point, down 10 later in the fourth quarter, Mensah completes another bomb to Mario Williams, fumble. And the Mario Williams one was a little bit interesting to me. I wanted to actually ask you before, you know, I get your thoughts on those two plays specifically. Was the call on the field that his knee was down before he fumbled and they stayed, like they changed it, or was it the opposite? Because that was a little bit confusing while I was watching the broadcast. It looked like it was very much a 50-50 play, and so it seems like those are the types of plays you stay with the call on the field. But I thought that they called him down initially, and then they reversed it. I'm not exactly sure what happened there.
Yeah, that makes two of us. The call, originally we were told he was ruled down, and they were reviewing to see if it was a fumble. And then they came back a couple minutes later and said he was ruled a fumble and they were upholding it. I'm like, well, I thought we said he was down. And so I didn't quite get the hole there. That was a little bit confusing to me. Tough deal. But, both those plays, when you get hit from behind sometimes, maybe where you're not expecting to get hit, that's usually when the ball is in jeopardy of being knocked out. And both those were critical. And look, both guys are beat up over it. You know, like they care a lot about their performance and, you know, helping the team win. And so it was tough that those plays happened. Like you said, the one with Yule, that happened. We're down a touchdown right out of third quarter early. You go score a touchdown there and we're tied up. A little bit different feeling ball game probably, you know. And so very unfortunate the way that – and then on that one, they returned the ball back to midfield.
Right.
And so held them to a field goal. And then, you know, we just couldn't quite get the momentum on our side to keep that thing going. But all in all, man, not our night. We got to be ready to move on.
Coach, you talk about a 180. You played Memphis Thursday. Now you play Army. Offensively, it looks a little different, what Army does and what Memphis does best. And you have a little bit more time to prepare for Army, and you kind of know what you're going to get. But you don't see teams that use that scheme that often. Now, Navy has somewhat similar characteristics. I think they threw the football a little bit more this year because of Ryan Horvath. I think that's why they threw it more, to be honest with you. But it's a unique offense to go up against when you go up against Army.
Very unique. You know, they're back. We coached against them last year at Troy. We played them in 22 and in 23. They're running more of the stuff they ran in 22, which is more of the under center three back option stuff. They ran some shotgun here and there in 22, and they're running some now, but they're really running more under center conventional triple. And last year they didn't run as much of it, but the quarterback is a different type player. You talked about the Horvath kid at Navy. He's a little bit, thinner, more of a maybe receiver body type, if you will. That threw the ball well. This kid at Army, man, he's a freaking he's a tough, physical dude. He's built like a linebacker. I mean, he's 220 pounds, probably 215 pounds, yoked up, rocked up looking dude. Throws it good, but man, he is a battering ram of a runner. It's almost like having Mekhi Hughes back there running the ball that throws it pretty good too. You know, and so a tremendous challenge with what they do schematically, but also who's doing it. They're really a good football team.
Coach, how is it? I mean, you're not even finished the season yet, and tomorrow's National Signing Day.
Oh, boy.
Well, who come up with that genius idea? I mean, boy, that was real sharp there. And so, man, as soon as that game's over with Thursday and you're trying to get ready for Army, now all of a sudden you got National Signing Day, and now the one in December is looked at as normally the big signing period for a team. And then, hell, a week away, then the transfer portal, it's already opened up, but then the transfer portal's there. Man, somebody, whoever did this schedule, they wasn't too sharp about it.
Yeah, well, the coaches must have pissed them off. Because, like, right now, what we're doing, I'm trying to get ready for a conference championship game. I got signing day tomorrow. The portal's open next week. Like, we're just creating chaos, which is, you know, it makes it interesting. It makes it fun. It makes it wild and crazy. But, I mean, it's a lot going on, that's for sure. The staff, man, you don't stop. You don't have time to. And but it's all good. They don't ask our opinions when they make all the rules. We just play by them. So we got to adjust. We can either, you know, adapt or die, right?
All right. And, Coach, what would you expect from a numbers standpoint tomorrow? You know, give or take a few.
Yeah, I think I have to go back and look. I think we're at somewhere between 16 and 18, I believe, is the final number we're probably going to sign tomorrow. High school kids. We may at some point. There might be a few junior college kids, and then we'll have our transfers that come in here in a few weeks as well. So we're still going to sign north of 15 high school kids, sometimes 20, 25, depending on the year and the roster turnover.
Coach, hopping back to the American Athletic Conference Championship game against Army, 10-1 record, and we talked about their offense, but their defense, I want to get your thoughts on that. Obviously, when you're an Army team that can control the ball a lot, I remember I saw, like, there was one drive they had in a game where it was like 23 plays, 97 yards, yeah. 13 minutes off the clock. It's just, what do you even do at that point? That's so demoralizing to an opposing defense. So they obviously control the clock, and that's how they play, but their defense all season long, outside of that Notre Dame game where they gave up 49 to Notre Dame, who's obviously in the playoff conversation right now, allowing 11.7 points per game this season. They have just as many games given up less than 10 points as they do given double-digit points. So I want to get your thoughts on the Army defense as well and what you see from them.
Man, they're stingy. They do a great job. Nate Woody's their defensive coordinator. Him and our defensive coordinator, Greg Gasparato, worked together. Gas was the co-DC at Army for Woody back in 2020. Man, they play really sound, fundamental football. The kids play hard, man. I got a lot of respect for how they play. And the way they play offense is complimentary to helping your defense a little bit, too. But it's a good football team, man. The way they play, they're really, really good.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I know you got a lot of balls you juggling in the air right now. So we appreciate you coming over. And, man, best of luck to you. Bring back home that championship, brother.
Appreciate y'all. Have a great day. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Coach. That was Coach John Summerall. His Tulane Tuesday is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com.